Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Just lift up holy hands all over the building and just open your mouth and give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Y'all can do better than that. Come on. Everybody say 2003, goodbye.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Woo. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say, thank God for 2004.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isn't it good?
Yes.
Isn't it good? See, I don't believe y'all believe it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Do y'all sense that goodness of the new year here already? How many of you sense the goodness of the new year here already?
Amen.
How many of y'all ready to jump all over the new year? How many believe in God?
Amen.
Oh, come on, get with me or let me go home. How many of you believe in God? Yeah. My. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 10. Some people are in church all night, but I just want to give you the prophetic word of hope for this new season. How many of you believe that? How many believe in God and you know that there's a word for you? And if you just jump into that word, you'll get everything that you're supposed to get out of that new year.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 10. 1 Corinthians 13, 10. Now, I want y'all to get something out of this new year, but you can only get from God what you hear in the word. You can only get from God what you hear in the Word. And if you don't hear the Word this year, you will get absolutely nothing. You have to hear the Word and do the Word to reap, amen, the fruits of the Word.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It says, but when that which is perfect, everybody say perfect,
perfect.
Is come. Say, when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. Everybody say perfection.
Perfection.
Somebody say perfection.
Perfection.
Brings wholeness.
Brings wholeness.
Say perfection.
Perfection.
Brings fullness.
Brings fullness.
How many of you tired of just part of your stuff? Somebody say, I'm tired of just a part of it.
Amen.
Or a piece of it. Somebody say, I want the whole thing. Say, I want the whole thing again. I'm tired of just the scraps and pieces. The Bible says, when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with. Glory to God. How many of you are ready to enter into the wholeness of your blessing?
Amen.
Come on, the wholeness of manifestation, the wholeness of your vision. Amen. Look at somebody and say, God can bring it to pass.
God can bring it to pass.
This year, if you let him.
This year, if you let him.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. This is a good word for the new year. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me and reaching. Everybody say reaching.
Reaching.
Everybody say reaching.
Reaching.
Forth.
Forth.
See, it's not enough just to forget the past, but you got to forget and reach. Reaching forth unto those things which are before me. Everybody stretch your hands out in front of you. Some say, forget the past.
Forget the past.
Let's reach.
Let's reach.
Let's reach.
Let's reach.
For those things that are before us.
For those things that are before us. Glory to God.
This is the year when you got to reach for it. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reaching for those things which are before us. I press. Somebody say reaching and pressing. Reaching and pressing. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Wow. Everybody say reaching
and pressing
toward wholeness. I want to be everything God wants me to be. Before I die. Before I get old and all crusty. Amen. God's got a plan for you, a hope for your future. God's got something good for you, but it will never come about unless you forget the past. Amen. And reach. Everybody say reach. And press. Oh, glory to God. Someone say, of the high calling. Say, I'm called to some good things. God's called you to a good life. God's called you to a blessed life. God's got a vision for you. He has a prosperous plan for you. Amen. There's a prosperous word spoken over every one of you. Amen. It's not a game and it's not a joke. Amen. And when you hear those things that God says, amen, if you just don't forget about last year and the previous years and all that other stuff and start reaching. Say, this is the year of the reach, not the, come on. Amen. This is the year of the reach, not the leech. Come on. This is the year of the reach. Everybody say, reaching and pressing toward the mark of the high calling. Someone say, high calling.
High calling.
Now, I tell you what, you can't reach for anything less than God's best.
Amen.
God's got a calling on your life. Don't slack off on it. Amen. Don't slack off from anything less than what God called you to be this year.
Amen.
If you got a prosperous word spoken over you, don't settle for anything less.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Than that thing which God spoke for you. Some say, I'm going to get busy reaching and pressing toward the mark. Now, see, there are so many marks that people are trying to hit. Not what your friends think you should do. Not what negative people have spoken over you.
Amen.
Not what circumstances tell you. Not what stats tell you and all that mess. Glory to God. You've got to hear the high calling of God and start to reach and press for it. Of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, someone say, let us therefore. As many be perfect. Somebody say perfect.
Perfect.
That's the word I got for you this year. Perfect.
Amen.
Notice that we said, you know, perfect. Everybody say perfect.
Perfect.
Remember we talked about that which is in part shall be done away with. In part versus perfection. Somebody say hallelujah. Let us therefore, as many be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this unto you. Glory to God. There are so many people. Now, I want you to realize that this word perfect, one definition of perfect that you can take is ready for use. We are already celebrating the new year. One word for perfect means ready for use. But this word perfect means whole. Whole. Somebody say whole.
Whole.
Let us therefore that are perfect be thus minded. And God shall reveal this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto have we already obtained, but let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same things. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have for us for an example. Everybody say marking.
Marking.
Go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. I'm responsible to give you the word tonight. Is that all right? Everybody say perfect.
Perfect.
Say perfect.
Perfect.
not in part. Matthew chapter 5, verse
48.
Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Look at somebody and say, be perfect. God wants to restore you this year. All the missing pieces, he wants to put them together. All the missing pieces he wants to put together. And I know that it might be difficult for everybody to jump on this, but those that hear the word and obey the word will have this manifest in their life. This word perfect means moral character, completeness, a full age. Somebody say maturity. There are some things that are going to mature in the spirit this year. Come on. We've been in school, but graduation's come. Somebody say hallelujah. Fullness of manifestation. Somebody say perfect is coming. Now the Bible says this, Psalm chapter 37, verse 37. You know there are certain people you need to mark. They say, mark those which cause division among you and all this other stuff. But there's another type person that needs to be marked. It says, mark the perfect man and behold the upright. For the end, somebody say the end. Of that man is peace. Somebody say, mark the perfect man. Now that says, mark the whole man, mark the complete man, mark the full man, mark the man that is sure of what he's called to do. Mark the man that's not worried about what people say, not worried about what people think. Mark the man that's pressing. Somebody say pressing and reaching for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I hear the Holy Ghost say tonight, you better mark them. Somebody say mark. Now that word mark means watch. Somebody say watch. It means to watch, observe, and wait. Watch, observe, and wait. God is telling the world right now, and he's speaking this right now, you watch right now, because I'm about to do something. He says, you watch that person that might be going through. Somebody say hallelujah. And wait. It might look messed up. Now, I tell you what, the Bible said that Job was a perfect man. And he got a lot of people's attention when he went through some stuff, didn't he? Somebody say, watch and wait. Job said, all of mine appointed days or appointed time, I will wait until my change comes. Some say, watch. It says, watch and mark the perfect man. The person's not straying from what's on their heart to do that which is right. Somebody say, hallelujah. The person that won't give up a dream, the person that won't give up a call. Somebody say, hallelujah. Watch that, amen, because the Bible says, for the end of that man, somebody say the end. Of that man is peace. Everybody say shalom. That for the end of that man is shalom, and shalom means nothing missing, nothing broken, and it's all put together. Somebody say hallelujah. Some say got their stuff together, nothing missing. Oh, somebody ought to shout tonight. Amen. I hope I'm not beyond where you are. I hope I'm not beyond where you are. I'm going to teach you on, amen. God said, I want some people to step over to the realm of perfection. And I promise you, you get them to start walking in this perfection and teach them about this. Now, don't think of the world's perfection. You got to think of godly perfection, and we'll get into that a little bit later. Somebody say hallelujah. God will do this for you. And God said, as you step over into this realm, somebody say hallelujah. Watch the ones that do it. Watch the ones that do it for the end of that season. Somebody say hallelujah. shall be peace. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now it says this. How do you do this? Everybody say, perfect peace. Perfect peace. That's what God, y'all are messing with me tonight. I gotta run. Somebody say, how, because you think I'm playing church. I'm not playing church. I'm here with a word from heaven.
Amen.
With a gift from God to deliver to you, but you better get it in the right spirit. Somebody say, hallelujah. You better get it tonight or you probably just won't get it all year. You hear what I'm saying? God, somebody say, perfect peace. That's what God is willing to offer to anybody in this place tonight. Everybody say, perfect peace. Now, you've had some seasons that haven't been too peaceful. Come on, you've been up at night. Somebody say, glory to God. Devil been raging. Things have been going on. Come on, shaking in your shoes. Somebody say, glory to God. Terrified. Terrified, upset, wondering what's going to happen, which way it's going to go. That is not the flow of this year. That is not the will of God this year, but you just can't get it on your own. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Worried about the bill, worried about this, worried about that situation, concerned about this, concerned about that. God is ready to elevate you out of that.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Thank
a fearless day. The Bible says, perfected love casts out all fear, for fear hath torment.
Yes.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your tormentor will run this year. Do you hear what I'm saying? God is about to do something in you to cause your tormentors to run. Those things that have been tormenting you, those situations or circumstances that just keep repeating themselves over and over and over and over and over again. God's about to reveal to you something to cause that never to happen again. So say, perfected love cast out all fear. Now, you got to get rid of fear because fear is the enemy to faith.
Yes.
And God wants you to accomplish some things this year. He wants you to reach and press, come on, and receive God's best.
Yes.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody say reach,
press,
receive God's best. Perfected love cast out all fear. Your faith has been deactivated time and time again by the spirit of fear, doubt, and unbelief. Glory to God. But I tell you what, you beat the devil this year, whether you realize it or not. Glory to God. You fought him. He came, amen, and you've never licked him so good as you licked him this year.
Crazy.
He threw just about his best shot. He threw just about his best shot, and you defeated the devil, amen. You didn't go where the devil wanted you to go, amen. You didn't do what you used to do. You don't know why you didn't do it, but you just didn't do it. You overcame the devil. Somebody say hallelujah. You don't even know why you did it or how you did it. It took a long time to get there. Years before, you would have given up and you would have quit. You would have hung it up. You would have bailed out. Somebody say hallelujah. You would have jumped. Hallelujah. But God said not this past year. 2003 was the year of victory, whether you realize it or not. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. You fought the battle in 2003, but you'll receive the reward in 2004. For all you've been through, God's got a blessing for you, whether you realize it or not. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. But you don't think about your past battle. Don't get your mind focused on that. Press and reach for God's best. Somebody say hallelujah. Perfected love cast out all fear. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Now look, Isaiah chapter 26, 3. How can I stay in this peace? Glory to God. Now the Bible says, mark the perfect man. The end of that man is peace. Somebody say, hallelujah. Full. Now see, people that are whole, come on, they know that God is on their side. Glory. Say, I'm not missing a thing.
I'm not missing a thing.
I've got everything I need. The devil is not going to get over on me this year. Pointing out my shortcomings, my failure, all the things I'm not supposed to have. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Everybody say perfect,
perfect.
Peace.
Peace.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stay in perfected peace. For the end of that is prosperity. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. James chapter 1, verse 4. Everybody say perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect. Say it again. Perfect.
Perfect.
Don't fall apart. Don't fall apart. Somebody say act whole. Act whole. But let patience have her perfect work in you, that ye may be perfect and entire. Oh, glory to God. My. Wanting nothing. Somebody say, wanting nothing. Say, wanting nothing. Some people have thought, I've been doing this for a while and it hasn't happened yet. I'm so sick and tired of people telling me to be patient. Why didn't it happen overnight like everybody else? Because when God makes you wait for it, amen, the end of that is you're not wanting anything. Some say, I've got to want nothing.
I've got to want nothing.
Season coming. Somebody say hallelujah. That's hard to believe, isn't it? Now, isn't that perfect? Isn't it hard to believe? It's hard to get your faith to that level to where you can walk in this type of wholeness. Somebody say, we're always used to missing something. A bill comes up and we're missing the money to pay for the bill. Come on. Oh, the spirit of lack will be defeated this year. The spirit of lack will be defeated this year by those that have supernatural faith. Glory to God. My God. Oh, that is hard to conceive, people. Let patience have her perfect work in you that you may be perfect. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you can stay stable through the storm, which you've done, somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. That wholeness will come about, or wholeness will come over you. And in staying in that wholeness, you will pick up a lifestyle. Amen. There are going to be some people that want for nothing. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, Galatians chapter 3, verse 3. This is another word. Galatians chapter 3, verse 3. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, I'm rich. Wanting no good thing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My God, let patience have her perfect work in you. You know what? When patience brings about perfection, wholeness. Come on. When patience brings about perfection, which is wholeness, then those things which are in part, come on, things that are missing things will be done away with. Glory to God. It says this, are you so foolish? Having begun in the spirit, somebody say, beginning in the spirit. Are you now made perfect by the flesh? Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, that word being made perfect means whole, complete, wanting no good thing. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're not going to be able to enter into this perfection in the realm of the flesh. I'm not talking about through your own works. Somebody say, hallelujah. It's going to come about by sowing in the Spirit of God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Now, you know, Jesus didn't want for any good thing. Whatever he desired, he believed God for, and God did it, didn't he?
Amen.
Whatever he believed God for, God did it. And this is God's heart for you. John chapter 17, verse 23. I in them, and thou in me, that thou may be, that they may be made perfect in one. Somebody say hallelujah. That the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them as thou hast loved me. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Say he's the Lord of all things. He has everything. Somebody say hallelujah. All that the Father has, he had given it unto the Son. Somebody say hallelujah. Say he's got a perfect life. How many believe that about Jesus? How many know you couldn't ask God for anything that he doesn't have that he couldn't give you? Somebody say hallelujah. Say he is not wanting any good thing. Oh, I better leave this message alone because I don't think people can receive it. You had to prepare yourself before you heard this. Somebody say hallelujah. Luke chapter 6, verse 40. Oh, there's some people going to step over to a realm. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say manifestation. One of the manifestations of the sons of God is this. One of the manifestations of the sons of God is this. Listen, the disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say whole. Perfect shall be as his master. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pray in the Holy Ghost with me just a little bit. Oh, glory to God, because God wants you going to have to walk in this anointing. See, because God's going to put some things on your heart, and you're just going to have to use your faith to get what you need to get. You're just going to have to use your faith to get what you want, because God's ready to do some big things in the last days. God wants to do some big things in the last days. And he's looking for some humble, obedient people to do what God wants them to do. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. See, this next realm, somebody say hallelujah. Not everybody's going to be able to be used by God. Only those that have a revelation of this, whether you realize it or not. Jesus is coming. Somebody say hallelujah. And God's looking for some people, somebody say hallelujah, that know how to build an ark, that know how to build something for people to run to. Somebody say hallelujah. And you're not going to be able to do that. Somebody say hallelujah. You got to learn how to walk by this anointing and walk by faith. Look at Noah. Noah had this. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Noah was perfect in his generation. Does that mean he didn't do anything wrong? No, that's what we think. Now, we know Noah was a trip. Noah got drunk and was laying in the bed naked. Amen. He was a trip. Can you still be a trip and yet be perfect? Absolutely. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Perfect means whole.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
That's how the animals came into the ark. He needed the animals to get there, and I believe he used his faith. Somebody say hallelujah. If God said you're supposed to gather this and you're supposed to gather that, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
His wholeness in faith and obedience, somebody say hallelujah, allowed nothing to be missing. Somebody say hallelujah. God looked for a perfect man, a man that left nothing undone. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To do what he wanted him to do. He gave him specific instructions. I want you to get this kind of wood. I want you to build it this way, that way. He didn't tell him how he'd get it, but Noah knew. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That whatever God said would not come up missing. Somebody say perfect.
Perfect.
Say perfect.
Perfect.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This word means without blemish, integrity, complete, full, sincere, and sound. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say sound.
Sound.
Now we're looking at all of these people that we're trying to walk like and we're trying to follow, but we don't realize the caliber of men and women that they were. See, we're always just thinking that that word just meant, oh, they just never did anything wrong. Some say perfect people. Some say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you're about to find out something about yourself, because all you've heard about how rotten you were, how nasty you were, how you're always lacking in your faith, you're lacking in your Christianity, and if you could be this, you could have this. But I'm here to tell you what God says tonight. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God said he will perfect that which is concerning to him. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, my, that spirit of, you know, that spirit of incompleteness, that spirit of, you know, inferiority, that spirit, amen, of you're behind the next person, that there's something about you that's missing, that you're incomplete, that thing is going to be broken this year. Hallelujah. That spirit is going to be broken this year. You're going to come alive this year. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You're going to know who you are in God. Your healing's coming. You're going to find out who you are in God. You're going to say, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, I'm all I need to be. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, I've already got it together. I don't need you to make me whole. His blood washed me and made me whole. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, I got it together because Jesus put it together. Nobody's going to come up against you. See, that's been some problems, amen, where the devil's come. See, that's why God allowed them to come at you and say, this is wrong with you. That's wrong with you, amen. You don't have this to give. Every time you went to step out someplace, somebody told you what you were missing or what you didn't have or what you had to get. God said, that's not going to work this time. Somebody say hallelujah. That is not going to work this year. Somebody say hallelujah. That you are not going to be affected by that. He will not allow it to happen. Somebody say hallelujah. God said you are not missing a thing, amen, that will keep you from doing what you need to do. Somebody say hallelujah. He said, just like Noah, you are. Somebody say hallelujah. A man perfect. And because he was perfect, he was able to build the ark. Somebody say hallelujah. But yet he still got drunk and messed up, didn't he? Somebody say hallelujah. Also perfect. Somebody say Abraham. When he was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me. Somebody say hallelujah. He's the father of faith. And see, a lot of people miss this. Amen. They miss this. Notice all these great patriarchs before God. We got Noah that saved the world. Perfect. And then here God comes to Abraham. We hear all these other things, but we forget that he told him in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1. Amen. And when Abraham was 99 years old, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right before the promise. Somebody say hallelujah. Right before the manifestation of the promise, the thing which he had to wait for. Somebody say glory to God. Right before he received that thing that he had to wait for. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. He tried it in the flesh, amen. But God said, listen. And the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty. God, walk before me and be perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. Somebody say before multiplication. It's perfection. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Somebody say hallelujah. The last message you get before you start to birth the promises of God. Somebody say hallelujah. Some say get ready and behold. Somebody say hallelujah. God speaks it and there it is. Because they can't do it themselves. Nobody can be perfect without God's help. He said, be thou perfect. Somebody say hallelujah. See, he wasn't telling him to do it on his own. Don't you know that God said, let there be light, and there was? Somebody say hallelujah. Then he said, Abraham, be thou perfect, as if he said, amen, let there be the stars or the expanse in the heavens. Somebody say hallelujah. He said, let there be. When God tells you to be something, amen, him telling you to do it makes it become so. Somebody say hallelujah. All you have to do when God tells you to do something or speaks something over you, when he says, be thou perfect, somebody say hallelujah. It's just like he said, let us make man in our own image, or let there be light. Amen. Light didn't decide to obey God. Somebody say hallelujah. He just said, let there be, and there was. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God says, be thou perfect. Somebody say hallelujah. as the light couldn't call itself into existence, and yet it was. Somebody say hallelujah. You can't call your perfection into existence. God already called it forth, and all you got to do is say amen.
Amen.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Somebody say hallelujah. If he asks me to do it, he gives me the ability to do it. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. How many are you glad he said, be thou perfect?
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, that's what gets people so upset. They always think that when God asks something of them, that he expects them to get up off of it themselves. When he asked that man to give up his only son, somebody say hallelujah, he had to get up on the mountain. Somebody say hallelujah. But he didn't know that God had a ram in the bush. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Oh, what you're thinking you're going to have to sacrifice. There's a ram in the bush. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Now, glory to God. Somebody say you're about ready to build something. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Say perfect people put stuff together. Together people cause things to come together. Even David said in 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9, thou Solomon, my son, now thou art the God. Know thou the God of thy father and serve him. Somebody say serve him with a perfect heart and a willing mind. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Everybody say serve him with a perfect heart and a willing mind. That's all God wants with you. That's all God wants for you this year. Serving him with a perfect heart and a willing mind, for the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm chosen. Glory to God. You're perfect because of you've been chosen to accomplish some things for God. The Lord hath chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong. Everybody say, be strong. And do it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look at somebody and say, be strong.
Be strong.
And do it.
And do it.
Oh, glory to God. I believe that's good. We'll have to pick up the rest of this stuff later. Somebody say, everybody say, be strong.
Be strong.
And do it.
And do it.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Perfect heart and a willing mind. A perfect heart and a willing mind. A perfect heart. Now notice that we told you already that when you were born again, it was your spirit that was recreated in the image of God. Amen. And it's yet your soul that needs to be converted. A perfect heart. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, I already got it. It's already mine.
It's in me.
I'm lacking nothing. Say, I got it. Oh, praise the Lord. Stand up right where you are. Glory to God. We're catching some stuff on this. Isn't this going to be a good season? Everybody say perfect.
Perfect.
You think you're so perfect. Say, yep. Say, on the inside of me
is everything.
All I need is already in me.
Glory to
God. Glory to God. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, yeah, you will not miss. This is I got a whole series right here. A whole series right here, right in this thing. You will not. If you just get off in the Holy Ghost with us, forget about your schedule. Now, listen, you started off in the Spirit. Somehow you got off in the flesh. The flesh is dominant. my life, what I got going on. You're not going to finish it like that. Amen. You're going to finish it in the Holy Ghost. God says He wants you. He knows where your blessing is, and you need to start to pull from that. You need to start to pull from that. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Say the kingdom of God is within you. Hallelujah. You can pray it out. Whatever you need, you can pull it from the inside. Whatever is missing, oh, glory to God. Whatever is missing right now in the name. See, some of you haven't developed yourself spiritually to walk in that. But whatever you need right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. That's why I said if you believe in your heart, because that's where it is. Somebody say hallelujah. If you believe in your heart, somebody say that perfect heart. You can have whatsoever you say. My. There's a new revelation. Somebody say, in my heart, it's together. In my heart, I already have it. In my heart, I'm not lacking. In my heart, I have that car. In my heart, I have that thing taken care of. Oh, glory. Oh, yalaba. God, you can go home if you want to. I'm trying to bless you right now. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, there's a level of faith going on right there, right now. God says He wants you to get down on that perfect heart. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say pulling perfect life. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, see, joy will come on. See, God's going to send revival. Amen. Because God understands that down inside your heart is where everything He places, all the things you need already within your heart. Somebody say hallelujah. So you don't have to get it from folk. You don't have to get it from people. Glory to God. See, it's in your spirit already. God's already put it in your heart now. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say perfect. Glory to God. Not wanting any good thing or not lacking anything. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, your prayer life's about to increase. See? See, y'all going to have to surrender to Jesus. Somebody say glory to God. Something's got to give in you. Something's got to give this year. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That's why you got to, see, that's why people ain't saved the way they need to be saved. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. What else are you going to be running around for when you know that you already got everything? You don't need to be scratching and clawing and fighting and staying up all night long and working your fingers to the bone, doing all that other stuff when all you got to do is pray it up. You go to work because that's where the Holy Ghost wants you to be. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. You go there because that's where God said you should go. You don't go there because that's how you get paid. Somebody say hallelujah. But even though you will be paid, somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say, I already got it. I don't have to wait for payday. Somebody say hallelujah. You got it right now in the name. God will work it out right now. I'm here to tell you that I feel that faith right now. I feel that faith right now in the, oh, God's ready to bless you right out of that. God's ready to bless you right out of that right now. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. When that which is perfect is come, somebody say hallelujah. That which is in part, somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. Shall be done away with. Oh, there's about to come a breed of people that the world has never seen before. The body of Christ is coming into maturity this year with revelation that they have never walked in before. Somebody say hallelujah. Not wanting any good thing. It's been prophesied. It's been spoken. Somebody say, you know what? God's going to have to get us out here. Somebody say hallelujah. He's going to have to get us out of here. He is going to have to get us out of here. Glory to God. All the damage you can do when you come with that revelation. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. How do you think they were able to pray like that? Amen. He said, I wanted to rain, or I wanted to stop raining, and it shut up and didn't rain for several days. Somebody say hallelujah. Then he said, now let it rain. Somebody say hallelujah. They could have whatsoever thing they say. So whatsoever things I say, I can have it. Glory to God. Shut up. I'm talking the truth tonight. Oh, glory to God. Speak it up right now in the name of Jesus. Now, some of you are going to get drunk in the Holy Ghost. And see, that's all about, the Bible says, with joy. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, that's how you bring it out of your spirit. That's how you bring it out of your heart. You laugh it up. Somebody say hallelujah. See, it only comes up with joy. You get down there and see where it is, and you get glad about it, and it'll manifest.
Yes.
You're not going to get nothing sad and discouraged and depressed. Glory to God. You're going to have to laugh it up. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Something that I don't make no sense. That's why you ain't got nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's payday. I dare you to laugh it up. Ha, 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 ha. Revival in the name of Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. They'll be all right. It's all right. Somebody say hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. You better get in now. God, it's a new year. It's a new day. It's a new wave. Glory to God. God is on your side, and now it's time for you to get blessed. The devil can't do anything about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bring it up in the name of Jesus. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Se kolamanda baba, shut up. Yep. Glory to God. Yep. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Sakamanda. You won't be able to stop the good things from happening. You won't be able to stop the blessing. You won't be able to stop the blessing. Glory to God. If you get off in this way, glory to God, and you keep it going, you'll bring something about. You'll bring about a new day. Somebody say hallelujah. 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 Glory. The Bible says they'll laugh and hiss him out of his place. That's the devil. Laugh him out of the place. Somebody say hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. I don't understand. I just did it because the man of God told me to do it. Ha, 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 ha. You do it and watch what happens. You do it and watch what happens. You do it and watch what happens. Somebody say, yo todo lo busique bahanda ha. Broko soto la bababara busique na mahanda da da busique be. Bola banda ro soto la mahandi ya la baha. Thank you for ha, 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 ha. She's blessed. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. That sound like revival to me. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, we're getting on the devil quick this year. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Just laugh. Laugh in the flesh. Ha, 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 ha. Laugh in the flesh. Bible says he'll pour out his spirit on all what? Flesh. Glory to God. Just laugh in the flesh. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. Yep, do it. Ha, 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 ho, ho. Ha, ha. He, ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, ha, ha. He, ha, ha, ha. Ha, 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 ha. He, he. Yeah, somebody's gonna start laughing in the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost gonna take over and arrest you this year. Ha 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 ha. So ke mene anda, ye kalamande o soda bahaya, blenge dini me so kupa budu stike na ma ende lo bo supa, blake te na lo bo sumrande bahaya. Glory to God. Now, you might not understand. You might think it's all silly, but there's a second rain to laughter. Did you know that? There is a second rain to the spirit of Holy Ghost laughter. And see, but you can enter in. Somebody say, I will call Gabba Satana Maha. Somebody say, joy. Hallelujah. Oh, thanksgiving and joy. That's how you get inside. That's how you get inside. You're going to get drunk and pick up a revelation. You got to get it with joy. You got to get it with joy. You're just not going to get it. Yeah! You ought to be glad we're still glad. Sangada lululu shut up. I dare you just to laugh. Ha, 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 ha 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 glory to God. They're laughing in the flash. Watch what happens. You get blessed. You got a good year coming. Ha 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 ha. Hallelujah. Ha 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 ha. Woo-hoo-hoo. 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 I know it's the Holy Ghost. I felt it. Ha 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 ha. You done got this arm going now. Yeah. Ha 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 ha. Hey, ha chanama honda la ha. Bekena mo husada ha. Hey, ya la mo shala ha. Broko sume. Yeah, the boho. Yeah. Woo. My. Oh, somebody cross it up in this place tonight. So come on, I'm made it a bosata high. Oh, you just wave your hand if all you can do. That's just good enough. Yeah. Glory to God. That is good. She got a new tongue. Go on and use that new tongue you got. Use your new tongue. She won't get mad if you sit over next to her friend. Go sit, just sit right beside her just for a second. She not gonna get upset. If she does, she'll get saved. Somebody say hallelujah. Go on, sit right there. Just put your hand on that brother's back right there. We might have scared him for good. Amen. But that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. It still works. Go on, girl. Brother trying to hold it together. You might as well go on, give in. She ain't gonna help you back there. Go on and pray for her. Just ask the Lord to do something good for him. What's your grandson's name, Jeanette?
Draven.
Hi, Draven.
I think he wanted to take over preacher tonight. Mm-hmm. He got loud.
Everybody say praise the Lord. Happy New Year, y'all. Did everybody get what they need to get? Jesse, will you receive tonight's offering? Somebody say hallelujah. This is your first New Year's offering. Somebody say hallelujah. Started off good. Benita, praying that new tongue over this offering tonight. Then we'll let you know whether to keep using it or not. I said, praying over the offering tonight. Don't y'all wish y'all had that? Y'all sitting in the house, she's crazy. We're not going yet. Sit down. We're going to pray over it first. Stop rushing the offer. Can I tell y'all something? We never taught this around here, but we were taught the Spirit goes from heart to heart. You know, heart and breast and all that other stuff. When somebody else is getting blessed, you can sit there and figure out and try to figure it out. Oh, they just carrying on, or they're just in the flesh. Or you can get a piece of that. Amen. It's a shame when just one person gets blessed. All you got to do is tune in and get a piece of it. Catch it. They used to teach you the whole thing. We had some of the wildest meetings. Catch the wave. Because God usually starts it off on one, pours it off onto the other one. Amen. Catch the wave. Don't look at it. Somebody say, catch it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Everybody lift up holy hands and just start to bless the Lord. And see, and there's scripture to that too. The Bible says, rejoice with those that rejoice and mourn with those that mourn. Go there with my, just pray. We'll get y'all out of here in a couple of minutes. Amen. Y'all could be at a club drunk right now. Amen. It's just 1 o'clock and y'all all worn out already. Amen. And all them people on their way to hell. And you here with the Holy Ghost and here with Jesus. We need to stay here a little bit longer so they don't go to the club and get drunk. Come and say hallelujah. Brother, get in with her. Holy Ghost told me to get in on that, tell you to get in on that with her. Yeah, go on. You might have to sit beside it. I wouldn't lie on the Holy Ghost. He said, go with her. Make the devil mad. Make it stop, Jeanette. Get it on that. Glory to God.
Glory!
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Oh, stand up for a second, please. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Pray for your sister, the back of your sister's head over there. She's just wishing you'd shut up, but just go on and pray. Just go on. Pray for her anyhow. You know what she needs. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.